The Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel Mabeis teaches us, Amar Reish Lakish Kol Oisik B'Toyra B'Layla. Whoever learns Torah at night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moishech Olav Chutz Shal Chesed B'Yoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts on him a thread of Chesed by day. Shenemar, the Pasuk said, Yomam Yitzav Hashem Chazdoi U'B'Layla Shira Imi. And Rish Lakish explains, Matam, why and how is someone zoicha to Yoimam Yitzava Hashem Chazdoi, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should put chesed on him, Shembelayla Shira Imi? Because since at night he learns, he sings the Shira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's how he zoicha to that. So Rashi explains, Moshech Olav Chut Shal Chesed, B'yoyim, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu makes that people should like him. And as the Mashal explains, usually if someone is up by night, so during the day he's not in such a great mood, and therefore his interactions with other people are not that great. So what does a Kodesh Baruch Hu do? A Kodesh Baruch Hu takes this person who's tired and maybe not in the best of moods, still, he's a person that everybody likes. As we find, says the Mashal, in the Gemara Masechta Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says, Esther Hoisi Rak Rekus. Esther had a greenish complexion, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu made that she should have Chut Shel Chesed, and everybody thought she was beautiful. The Miri explains that the Chut Shel Chesed means that since the person was up all night learning, what a Kodesh Baruch Hu does is that when he's asked questions by day in Torah Shilas, he knows how to give the proper answers. The Yaakov explains that somebody who learns Torah by night, it's dark, no one sees him learning the Torah. Such Torah is considered Torah's Chesed. He's learning Torah, which is pure. And therefore, such a person is zoicha to chut shel chesed b'yoyim. The Marei Misada explains that the Pasuk says, in Birkus Kahanim, Yor Hashem Panav Eilecha V'yichuneka. So he explains, what does Yor Hashem Panav Eilecha V'yichuneka mean? What brach is that? So he says that brach is that we should have chayim be'enei Hashem. That when we are mispalo to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to our tefillos. Says the Rami Sada, that somebody is oisik b'tayr b'layla, somebody who learns tayr by night, is zoicha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should hear his tefillah. Another pshat I saw is that this person who instead of going to sleep at night is up learning Torah, so he does. He went l'fnim mishur sadin, above and beyond the call of what is required. And because he acted that way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes towards him also l'fnim mishur sadin, and he's zoicha to the special chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Pesach Einayim explains that when a person, the Gemara says Masech the Tamid, when he quotes this Gemara Mitzvah Shem, from the Mishnah Berurah, and Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, says the Gemara, Kol Oisik B'Torah B'Layla Shechina Kenegdoi. When somebody's learning Torah, he's like a Chavrusa with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Gemara here says, Layla Shira Imi. Somebody who's learning Torah at night is Imi. He's sitting Kavayachol together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I saw another beautiful pshat from the Maritz, Rav Dushinsky Zatzal. He says, we say every day in the Birchus Krishma, V'sein b'libeinu bina l'hovin, l'haskil, l'shmoya, l'ilmoid, u'lilamid. That we first time with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we should have the schus of learning his Torah. And then from that schus, we come further to be zoichet to teach other people Torah. The Gemara says, Masechet Sukkah, Daf Mem Tes, the Gemara says, V'toyres chesed al shoyna. Ask the Gemara, V'yesh toyres shal chesed, V'toyres she'ena shal chesed, is the Torah of chesed, and Torah not of chesed. Says the Gemara, Torah l'lamda, if somebody zoichet to teach Torah to other people, zui toyres shal chesed. Shaloy l'lamda, but if he doesn't have the schus of teaching other people Torah, zui Torah she'ena shal chesed. Somebody who has the ability to teach and has the schus to teach other people Torah, then he's zoichet to Torah's chesed. Says the Maritz, that's pshat in this Gemara. A person at night who sits and learns Torah is zoichet. Moshe v'lov chut shal chesed b'yoyim, he's zoichet to Torah's chesed, he's zoichet that he should be the person to teach other people Torah. Another pshat I saw is that a person who learns Torah at night, as we just discussed, is zoicha that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should hear his tefillas. And that's pshat in the pasuk. Lailo yichav das. If a person spends the lailos yichav das learning Torah, then he is zoicha that Kadosh Baruch Hu will listen to his tefillas. However, if ein oimer v'ein dvarim, if the person doesn't spend the nights learning Torah, then chas v'sholom, believe nishma kailam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not listen to his tefillas. The Shloah says, that one is supposed to learn Torah every day and every night, because by learning Torah every day and every night, you're zoicha to be mekayim the pasuk of Agisaba Yoima Valaila. So if we look in the Shulchan Aruch about this halacha, we look in Shulchan Aruch, Yoredeya Simin Reish Mem Vav Sif Chav Gimel, Hilchas Talmud Torah. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mishiroitza Lischas Bekisra Shal Torah. Somebody who wants to be Zoicha to have the Kesra at Torah, Yizra B'chol HaLaisov. He should be careful with every night of his life. V'loi Ovet Afilu Achsman B'shina. He shouldn't waste the night by sleeping, B'chil V'shti, eating and drinking, V'sicha and shmoozing, K'yotz B'hem, El B'direi Chochm V'talmud Torah. And Ramah continues, Ken Odom Loimed Roiv Chachmosai. A person doesn't learn most of his chokhma ki'im b'layla. And the Shach says that the Shulchan Aruch, Shach Sifkat Chavhei says that the Shulchan Aruch is very deliberate by saying Yizor b'chol eleisav. The Shulchan Aruch wants to teach us that even in the summer months where the nights are quite short and therefore it's difficult to spend the night learning, still teaches us the Shulchan Aruch, Yizor b'chol eleisav. Even in those short nights of the winter, of the summer, a person should make sure never that there should be a night where he didn't learn Torah. If we look in the Shulchan Aruch, Ayur Chaim, Simen Reish Lamed Ches, teaches us the Shulchan Aruch, Tzorach Lezor B'limon HaLayla Yosim B'Shul Yoyim. A person has to be more careful about his night seder than his day. Mevatloi, if somebody has to show him, doesn't learn Anshim Ruba. And the Mr. Brewer quotes the Gemara, Kedamrina lo Ivra Laila El Lagirsa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the night just for learning. And he quotes Al Gemara. And then he quotes a Gemara Masechta Menachos Daf Kuf Yud. Tamid HaChacham HaOiskim B'Torah B'Laila. Ma'al Leim HaKosev. The Torah considers it Kilosukim B'Avoida. As if they do it. The Avoida on the Beis HaMikdash. But then he quotes, as we did earlier in the Shir, the Gemara Masechta Tamid, Daf Lamed Beis, kol oisik b'toyer b'layla, shechina k'negdoi. Shenema, kumi roini b'layla, v'ksib asrei shivchi libech, g'mayim libech, noichach p'nei Hashem. And then he says on the other hand, as the Gemara says in Masechet Sanhedrin, kol b'ayish ein b'divrei Torah nishmam b'layla, any home where there is no Torah by night, eish achlosoi. And he says that as far as sleeping is concerned, every person has to know what he can, what he needs. He should sleep as much as he needs, and the rest of the night he shall learn. The next sif in the Shulchan Aruch continues, Im yesh loy choy kvua lo mekach v'kach v'yoyim. If somebody has a seder, they learn every day a certain amount. He learns every day the daf yoyimi. V'yotar b'yoyim, and there was one day that he was very busy for lo yishlimai, and he couldn't learn what he was supposed to learn. Yishlim mena b'layla miyad. He should make sure not to go to sleep without making up what he was supposed to learn. And the Mishnah Berurah says, even if the night after the day that he missed his seder is a very short night, very much in line with the shach that we quoted earlier, and he doesn't, and it's hard for him to stay up, it's a short night, still he should make up that learning that night, because if not, if he missed that day learning what he was supposed to, the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Prima Gadim, says that Tam'uvis lo yuchal eskoin, it's a mistake that cannot be corrected. And moreover, the Mishnah Berurah goes into a different discussion that says that somebody who has a seder, has a kvias to learn something, a certain seder every day, even if he did not say when he started the seder that he's accepting it as a neder, it still may have the halacha of a neder. And as we discussed, the Masechta Shavuos, the Masechta Nedarim, not just a neder, but a nidrei mitzvah, which we know is a very serious type of neder, and therefore he has to take that seder extremely seriously. On the other hand, the Mishnah Berurah says, because of that, a person, before he takes on such a seder, should always say that he's being mekabelit b'li neder in order to avoid any problem. When we speak about learning by night, so there's a very big discussion in the Poskim, what does the night mean? Does it mean the night, or does it mean going to sleep early and getting up early, or does it mean going to sleep late in order to learn at night? It seems that most Poskim are of the opinion that it means getting up early. As the Pasuk says, Kumi Roini Balaila Barosh Ashmairis. We're supposed to get up at the Rosh Hashmiris, in the Magen Avraham, at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch and Siman Aleph, Sivkat and Aleph, says that the way a Jew is supposed to live is he's supposed to connect the day and the night with Divrei Torah. So if you get up early to learn, so it's the end of the night, and you continue into the beginning of the day, that is your mechaber the day and the night. And so too is the opinion of Darugas Habaisim in Ohr Chaim Siman Aleph. But he also says that Darugas Habaisim, and so too is the opinion of the Siddur Yavetz, that if a person knows himself and he knows that if he goes to sleep, even if he goes to sleep early, he will not necessarily get up early, so then it's better he should go to sleep late, otherwise he won't have either, he will not have learned that night at all. Rav Ozner Natshuva in Shevet Alevi Chelek Vav Siman Aleph, he says that even though we just quoted Arugas Abaisim, the Siddur Yavetz, etc., he still says when it comes to teaching, being mechanech children, he says it's very important to be mechanech the children the proper way. And to be mechanech children the proper way is to teach them to get up early to learn. Even though we're learning now that it's preferable to get up early in the morning to learn, still, we can't ignore what we're learning in our Gemara. Our Gemara says you're supposed to learn at night, And especially in Inyan, the Lakutim Arich says, to learn right before one goes to sleep. They say the best thing to learn then is Agadata Divrei Musar, to mention Elio Hanovi. In that way, you go to sleep and you'll sleep in the proper way. Moreover, the Paiskim say, even if somebody's learning at night, whatever night means, the beginning of the night, the end of the night, that doesn't mean the person should only learn in the Beis HaMedrash. Even if a person is learning in the Beis HaMedrash, still, as the Gemara quotes, we quoted the Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin, Kabayish ain divrei Torah in the Shmoam Babalayla Eshech Losoi. There's a special inyan to learn Torah in your home every night. A person should have a kviyas that in his home he learns Torah. And I saw that the Sfarim explain that if Chas V'Sholem, in somebody in his home, did something inappropriate, by learning in his home, that is Megan, that protects if Chas V'Sholem there were any averus done in the home. The Sharet scene here in Sif Katan Aleph quotes the Behetiv, She'ain Lilmoid Mikra Belayla, that Tanakh should not be learned by night. But he quotes the Prima Godin that says you may learn Tanakh at night. And he continues, V'nirish afilu machmirim les bezer asura, even the ones that are machmir, it's not also to learn Tanakh, eshlechatchile yoysa toiv lilma mikra b'yoyim. It's better to learn Chumash by day. And the basis for this is because as the Pirkei the Rebbe Lezer and the Medrash Tanchuma says that regarding Moshe Rabbeinu when he was in Har Sinai, and the Pasuk says, Vayhi shamim Hashem aboim yoyim v'aboim laila, says the Medrash, Menayin hayim Moshe yedei emes hayoyim. How was Moshe Rabbeinu able to know when is day and when is night? El Kodesh Kodesh Baruch Hu yiblam doi Torah shebiksav, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu was teaching him Torah shebiksav, hayidei shu yoyim, that's how he knew now was day. Kshiyolam de alpeh, when Kodesh Baruch Hu was teaching him Torah shebapeh, Mishnah v'talmud, hayidei shu laila. So that's how the minig, that's the source for this halacha that one should learn Tanakh only by day. Having said that, and Api Kabbalah, there certainly is an inyan to learn only Tanakh by day. And there were those that were machmer not to learn Tanakh from Tzeis Kechavim till Alois HaShachar. Still, I saw there are certain rules, there are certain kulas. The Masham, the Sha'af Machovus Masham, Chelik Aleph Simen Kuf Nun Ches says that if there's somebody who works all day and the only time he has to learn is by night and part of his Siddurim is to learn Tanakh, certainly he's allowed to learn Tanakh at night. Such an individual may learn Tanakh at night. Moreover, many Paiskim, they shall have Ram and the Levushe Mordechai, and many other Paiskim say that this halacha, that we don't learn Tanakh at night, is only if somebody is learning Tanakh. But if somebody is saying Tehillim because there's some a reason for him to say Tehillim, there's no Isser. And I saw that the Sefer Pesukei Teshuvos quotes that the Stipler Zatzal would say Tehillim at night in before Chatzos. The Kavachayim approaches that one should, if one has to say Tehillim at night for whatever reason, he should wait for after Chatzos. And there are many bases for this. We know that the minig is that Yom Kippur, we say in Shul, for Prokim of Tehillim. Matzoy Shabbos, after davening, we say, V'yitin l'cha, And many people say Parshas Vayishlach, especially if they're going on a trip that week. So we see that you're saying Tanakh as a tefillah, it could be, we could be more lenient. I also saw that the Levush Mutche takes the approach that if somebody is a Bal Koyrei and he's preparing his laning at night, or he's a Sofer, that we could be more lenient. Also, the Poskim suggest that if somebody is learning Tanakh with Pirish Rashi or other Mefarshim, so it's not just Tanakh. There's an element of Torah Shebal Peh together with the Tanakh, and therefore we could be more lenient. Also, the Poskim say that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, Yom Kippurim, we could be more lenient, and some say even a Thursday night, since it's so close to Shabbos, even those that are masked not to learn Tanakh at night may learn Tanakh those times. The Gemara concludes Ikad Amri, a different version of this statement that we've been saying our shir on. Amre Shlokish Kol Oisik B'Tayr Ba'alim Hazeh Hadoyma L'Layla HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshech Olav Chut Shal Chesed Ba'olam Haba Hadoyma L'Yoyim. So Maral says, what's pshat in this Ikad Amri? He says, a person who in this world learns Torah, what's he doing by learning Torah in this world? He's connecting himself to Ruchnius. He's connecting himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words, the words of Torah. Somebody who lives a life in this world, he connects himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Torah. Such a person is able to have Olam Haba. Because what is Olam Haba all about? Olam Haba is all about Tzadikim Yoshvim Vatrisayim Bereshayim V'nenim Mizib HaShchina. Olam Haba is all about being connected to the Shchina. A person who spent his life in this world learning Torah is already a person who's connected to the Shchina, as we said earlier in the Shir, based on the Gemara Masechta Tomei Daf Lamed Beis. And therefore, such a person will have it very easy and very comfortable and very ready to go to Olam Haba, Yeshua's Nechamas.